My name is Margaret Rose Basoco. My maiden name was Dominguez. My age is 74. Today's date is Monday, December 9th, 2019. My location is Yuma, Arizona. My interview partner is Monique Sandoval Basoco. Her relationship to me is my daughter. She's my daughter.
I'm Monique Sandoval Basoco, maiden name Basoco. I'm 36 years old. Monday, December 9th, 2019. That's today. We're in Yuma, Arizona at the StoryCorp Mobile Tour. My interview partner is my mom, Margaret Basoco, but Dominguez, whatever. Rose. Margaret Rose Basoco. Okay. So thank you for coming here with me, Mom. I'm trying to get history recorded that we can access later. I have a few questions I want to ask you, but this is mainly for us just to talk, like, we're just talking at a table as we would have done it in Brownie's Cafe or something. So, okay, so where did you grow up, Margaret?
I was born in Tucson, Arizona, but when I was like a month old, my mom and dad got married in Tucson. They moved to Yuma. When she was pregnant with me, she went back home to her mom in Tucson till I was born. And then when I was a month old, she came back to Yuma. And I've lived here all my life in Yuma, Arizona.
So was someone born under the table, kitchen table? Was that you? Or
No. Who? But in Tucson, we were all my cousins and my brother and myself. We were all born in the home. We didn't go to the hospital.
Oh, neat. Do you happen to know the address of that house in Tucson?
It was on McCormick Street, but I can't remember the house address.
Whose house was it? It's no longer there.
Oh. They tore down the city took over the whole neighborhood there, and they made it the parking lot to the new Civic Center that's in Tucson.
Okay. What was your childhood like?
It was fun. It was fun. My father worked for the railroad, which was Southern Pacific. And when the employees are employed by the Southern Pacific, they had passes for the family to travel free from L.A. to El Paso. And so we used to travel almost every weekend to Tucson to visit my grandmother, my aunts and cousins. And then come home, and that's how we did it. We just traveled on the train.
Well, you told me, I remember some stories you said about the train travel. You want to say some scary stories you had?
Well, oh, yeah. When I was about eight, I think it was, we went to El Paso. Okay. And in El Paso, the train station is... they have the sliding gates. They close them until the train is ready to board. Then the gates are open and people just rush to get their seats. And at that time, somebody took our suitcase.
Excuse me?
We got to the train. We got the seats, and my brother and my mom, my brother and myself were to stay in the seats, take it to save them, while my dad looked for our suitcase. But my mom, she wanted to go help my dad, so she went following my dad, and she left my brother and I in the seats to save him. But my brother, he wanted to go too, so he went with my mother and left me there. And when the train started moving, and they weren't back, I got off the train, but I got off on the worker's side of the train, not the where the passengers come up. I got on the other side. So I started running back towards the station, crying. And in between the cars, my brother heard me crying and told my dad that it was me crying out there. So my dad looked out and he seen me and pulled me up on the train.
Are you kidding me?
No. But that was the story, the scariest story.
That was a mess. Okay, where's the suitcases?
Well, he found the suitcase and...
went through them? Or
no, what? No. It's just the... Oh. I guess they were the same color or whatever. Anyway, the person took it by mistake, and so we got it exchanged. But, everything turned out okay. We got our seats and sat down, and my dad was all upset because I had got off the train.
Maybe he was upset at your mom or something.
Yeah, everybody.
Ooh. Everybody's in trouble. Well, not that story. The one about the ghost, Mom.
Ghost? Which ghost?
You said something about this ghost and that there was a headless horseman.
Oh, no. That was my mom's story. She said that her and my Aunt Mary were going to Nogales for the week.
That's her sister? She had a sister named Mary?
Maria, yes.
Oh,
Maria
Davila. I do know that one.
And so they were going to Nogales for the week. But my grandmother was not going to go until the weekend. Anyway, they wanted to go ahead of them. So the other family that was going took my mom and my aunt with them. But at that time, they had those covered wagons.
Oh, my God.
And so,
what year is this?
I don't remember. But anyway, it was a covered wagon, and they were going through the the Ajo Road. And my mom said it was during the night that sun was setting, and there was this headless horseman coming. And every time he got close to the wagon, my other relatives that were driving the horses, they started cursing at that thing to go away. And it did. It would back off. But all night long, that horseman kept coming at him and coming at him. And so when they got to Nogales...
It was like not real, right?
So in the morning when they got to Nogales, my mom and my aunt were so sick with a fever that they didn't enjoy themselves until later.
Oh, Lord.
But that was her
story. So I thought that happened on the train. No. From my memory of what you used to
No, it was the stagecoach.
That's a neat story. Okay, so I got that. How did you and Dad meet?
Blind date. I never knew your dad. He was, when I got into high school, it was in 1960. He was a senior then, and I was a freshman. But I had met him because my friend, her brother, was his friend. And she had told me, you know, Margaret, you should come over. Archie's here, and he's so handsome, you know. So she called me to go
over. Wait, like on the telephone?
She called me to come down. So I went to her house, and we walked through the back door and walked to the front where they were sitting. And then we walked out the front door, and she says, what did you think? I said, heck, isn't that cute? I said, and then, so anyway, I didn't meet him until that blind date. My friend's brother, Tony, he was good. My cousin from Tucson had come, Irene, and they were going to have a blind date for us, you know. And I had just got off work, and she says, Margie, you got to get dressed because Tony's bringing a friend and we're going to go dancing. So I said, okay. So I got dressed, and then I waited there, and Tony and, Tony, Archie, and Tommy Vasquez showed up.
And Tommy, I know him. He's still alive, that one?
Yeah, Tommy. Anyway, he came, and he said, there was three of us. There was Rita, my cousin Irene, and myself, and those three guys. So Tommy said that Rita was his date, and then Tony said Irene was his date. So your dad and I, we just look at each other, and I said, well, I guess we're left over. So anyway, we went out, and then after that, your dad asked me to go steady, and then he joined the National Guards, and he had to go to, for camp. for 6 months.
For training.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it was.
Fort Polk, you say?
Fort Polk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. So where was your friend that was calling you over? Where'd she go?
Who's that? The friend.
The one that said, come over.
Oh, Gracie? She didn't. She was home. She didn't go out with us. That was her brother.
She's a matchmaker?
Yeah. It was her brother that took us.
Neat. Okay. What was I like when I was growing up? But make that like short because I have more questions.
How were you like?
Yeah.
You were a good kid. You were always playing
like a independent kind of person?
Yeah, independent. You planned your own thing and said, I want to go here, and well, we would take you. and everything, you did your own planning. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't go like for us to the parents to say, we're going to take you here, we're going to go there. Mm-hmm. It was you. I want to go this. I want to do this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Neat. Okay. And what were your parents like?
My parents were hard workers. My dad worked with the railroad, and my mom, she was a housewife. And when I was going to school at Second Avenue School, which burnt down, she used to come, her and my dad, and there was a Homs Market down the street from the school. And they stopped at the Homs Market and got our sodas and chips. And my mom had our lunch, and right across from 2nd Avenue School was the library. And so at lunchtime, they would have our lunch ready out there. We'd go eat lunch with them at the park and then go back to school. But the school was really a very, very pretty school. It had the bathroom was down in the basement, and the school itself was open. And the classrooms were like rounded around this patio. They had a little fountain in the center.
Like a hacienda?
Like a hacienda. It was really pretty, but it burnt down.
Where was that building at here in Yuma?
Right now? There where the new fire station is, right across from the library.
Weird. It burnt down and now it's a fire station.
But they kind of built that fire station to look like the school. You know, that type of
Spanish.
Is
that what you think it looks like?
Well, it's not.
Did they do a good job? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, but it's not the school. It's a fire station.
Hmm. What were your grandparents like?
My grandparents, I didn't really meet them. I mean, I when I was little, I remember my grandfather, he would come down through the alley after work. He'd be coming down the alley, so all of us grandkids would run to the back gate and wait for him
there on
in
Second
Tucson
Avenue?
Tucson. Oh. So he would come, and he'd have popsicles for us, ice cream, so we were always waiting there for him, and it was fun. But he passed away when I was still young, so I don't really remember him that well. But my grandmother, she used to tell us poems, stories, and then later she had a cataract surgery on her eyes, and she went blind. So she was blind for the rest of her life. Hmm. But we used to walk with her to the little church chapel, you know, walk with her to church. And she was, one
what
time
she look
we
like?
Brought her. Oh, I can't explain it. But anyway, she
was... Do you
was,
remember seeing her?
Yeah. We had her come to Yuma on the train one time, and she stayed here for a week with us and then took her back to Tucson.
And that's your mom's mom?
My mom's mom. Mm-hmm. My dad's parents, I met them because my grandfather on my dad's side passed away in Gila Bend. He worked with the railroad. And he was walking down the railroad track with his two friends, and he was struck by lightning. And it wasn't even raining. They said it was just cloudy. But he always had like a buckle thing on his hat. Oh. And so lightning struck him and killed him. And then my grandmother, she lived, my father brought her to Yuma, and she lived with him. And I wasn't born yet, but the story is that she had gone to church down here on Main Street. And going home from church, she was hit by a drunk driver and dragged all the way, like a whole block. And the roundhouse is right behind the church where my dad worked. So some people that knew my dad, they ran and told my dad that his mom had gotten hit. So he runs out and he gets to her, and she passed away in his arms. That was a sad story. But I didn't really know him because I wasn't born yet.
Mm. What was her name?
Juana Dominguez.
Oh, Lord. We'll pray for her. Okay, so you... you have any questions for me?
Let me see.
You know how you were talking about the little... I don't know. I'm trying to get some stories that you usually tell us.
Like what, that. My mom's know. Making tamales.
Yeah, you could talk about that. And then what about that chain story? Those ghost stories. For some reason, you always talk about ghosts.
Oh, well, one time we had gone to visit my friend, Gracie.
And where does she live? Where is it?
She lived on First Avenue. Down. We lived up on Second Avenue, but we lived like on a hill. And she lived down on First Avenue, so we didn't have a TV. So my parents, we went to visit them, and they were watching TV and talking and everything. And then my parents said, you know, to go home, so they called me. But my friend says, "No, no, don't go, don't go." So I stayed behind, and they went on home. And then I told my friend, "No, I've got to go home." So I started walking through the alley to go home. And I heard, like, little noises, like chains or bells, something, you know, ringing. So I turned around, and I seen a thing all in brown, but I couldn't see the face. And I thought it was maybe...
How old were you?
I don't really... I think it was 10, 11. Anyway, I seen something brown walking. But when I turned around, it stopped, and I thought it was my friend's brothers, and I call out, "Tony, Andre, is it you?" Mm-hmm. And they didn't answer. So I went on up, and when I got to the top of the hill, I ducked down and I looked down, and that thing walked to the corner, and then it turned and went to the little carport the people had in that corner house, and. That's all I know about that, but I don't know what. And later, I found out that that building, that home, had been a home for the monks back in the old days. Monks used to live there, so I don't know. Maybe it was a dead monk.
Well, spirit. I'm actually wondering. I'm remembering your stories, by the way, and just right now, I'm like, are you psychic or something?
No.
Because you do actually have all these stories about ghosts, and you're older, so it's not like your little young imagination is making you. Maybe no. You're psychic.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But then, well, when my dad passed, got laid off or retired from the Southern Pacific, my mom was making tamales to sell to help with our income. Mm. And so we used to get up every Saturday. And well, she used to cook the corn the day before and then wash it. And then we'd get up on Saturdays and grind it. And she'd make tamales. And then I would go sell it with a little bucket. She'd put some tamales in it. And I'd walk down the neighborhood selling tamales. And Christmas, people really enjoyed her tamales, so they used to order ahead of time for her to have them. So my dad and her got a freezer, and they would make the tamales and freeze them, and then when the time was for the people to pick up their orders, she'd get the tamales out and cook them and, you know, give it to them. So that was helpful to my dad and my mom.
Neat.
And it was our income.
Neat.
So.
When your dad used to work on that railroad, so recently that railroad, that, what is it, what are they called, train?
Well, when he worked with the railroad, it was steam engines.
Mm-hmm.
And when the diesel engines came in, they weren't using steam, so he wasn't, he was laid off because they didn't have no more steam engines. So that was the reason.
But that big boy train that came.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the steam engines.
Those are the only one now.
Uh-huh.
And he used to work on those. And that thing, when I seen it here in person, that thing's giant.
Yeah, he used to work on those. And so, but they, and then the free pass that we had was good until we turned 18.
Yeah.
So once we were 18, the children, we didn't have a free pass to go on the train anymore. But my mom and dad still had their free pass for life. But the train rides were fun. And when we would go to L.A. to visit our cousins, the Southern Pacific ended in L.A., but from there on, if we wanted to go to Anaheim or San Francisco, we had to pay half fare on the Santa Fe. And that's what we did. We used to go visit our cousins in Anaheim and Fullerton. And one time we did travel all the way to San Francisco.
So
it was fun.
Can you imagine that? How long was that trip?
It was a whole day.
Oh.
A whole day.
Well, maybe you can talk about who our family is. Like, you're Dominguez, and then the names of who our relatives are, immediate relatives. Like, okay, your mom's name, your dad's name, your sister's and brother's name.
Huh? Well, my mom's family was, her mom was called Guadalupe Felix Moreno. She married Jose Moreno. He was born in Phoenix, Arizona. My grandmother was born in Nogales, Sonora. And they had three girls. They had my tia Maria, which is, she married a Davila. And then she married Monty Davila. And then my tia Petra, she married Juan Ward. And my tia Maria had five kids. It was Jody, Betty, Gilbert, Monty, and Mary Helen. And my tia Petra had, they had three kids. They had David, Danny, and Irene.
Huh.
My mom, well, she had two kids. She married Francisco Dominguez. And she had two kids. She had me, Margaret, and my brother, Richard. And on my father's side, I don't know how many kids they had. For one thing, my father came from Zacatecas, Mexico, when he was like 6 or 7 years old. They came because they were hiring the for the railroad, people to work on the railroads. So they came, he brought all his family, my grandfather Tomas Dominguez, and my tia Juana, and my dad, and my tia Luisa. And when they were living in El Paso, my grandmother had my tia Esther. She was born in El Paso. And my dad had my tia Luisa, my tia Esther, tia Juana, Fernanda. I really don't know all of them because most of them died before I was even born. But and he had a brother, Sebastian Dominguez.
Uh-huh.
And they all lived. And my Aunt Bessie, she lived till she was 102.
Huh.
She passed away at age 102. But they're a big family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm glad you still remember their names, because I, by the way, don't even know their names. Yeah. So you're not gonna, what about your stepsister?
Yeah, my dad was married previously because he had a daughter, Isabel, Leia, and a son, Frank H. Dominguez, Hartley Dominguez. And their mother was Concepcion Hartley. And she passed away when she had my brother, Frank. She died of TB. And so my dad, my aunt Luisa, she was the oldest, she took over taking care of Frank and Isabel in Tucson. And so when they turned of age, you know, that they could come down. After my dad married my mom, Frank came first to live with my dad for a while. And then Isabel came, and then she married Pete Olea, and they had their family. But that's, it was hard.
Hank, what are some of the songs your mom used to sing?
She used to sing all the time. She had a loud voice. She used to love to sing the Mexican songs like, I can't think of the name of it, but it was that Lunar Junto a Lu Boca. Remember that song? Cielito Lindo. Mm. She used to sing that, and everything. She'd sing everything.
What about, what are some things that you've learned in your life that you... Some lessons that you've learned. What's the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
Most important. I don't know.
You know, like. Oh, I guess so.
How to cook? Because I never.
What's, okay, so what's the recipe of the chili con carne? How about that?
Chili con carne. Well, you buy your beef, dice it up.
What type of beef that?
Any beef, roast or chuck roast, whatever. Even the London broil is good. You just dice it up and brown it. And then you put your enchilada sauce, which the best one is the macayo.
Okay.
Red chili sauce. And you just let it cook. And it's your chili con carne.
Oh,
salt and pepper.
That seems so easy. Okay. What? Who has been the biggest influence in your life?
I think my mom. My mom and my dad, because they worked hard. And my mom was like a salesperson. She liked to sell her tamales, and she liked to...
She was like being personable? Uh-huh. She was like...
Yeah, she liked to sing. She was friendly. I remember when we were growing up, we'd go on the train when we were kids, and there was a lot of people, Southern Pacific workers that used to have stations where they worked, like, you know, where they would fix cars, the trains and stuff. So those people would get on the train in Tucson, and then my mom loved to play cards. So they would play cards with her on the train. And then when their station came, you know, for them to get down, they would get down. But my mom was
like a party?
Uh-huh. My mom was friendly, where she, you know, she made friends with everybody, and she used to play cards with the workers. They like.
So how did your dad and her meet? Huh?
I don't really know how they met. Oh, well, I kind of, because my dad's nephew, Apolonio Garcia, he knew my mom and my tías, you know, because he lived in Tucson. So I guess he's the one that kind of introduced them, because my dad was here in Yuma. So Polo used to go to my mom's and my aunt's, where they lived on McCormick Street, and they used to sing, because Polo played guitar. Neat. And they used to sing out there.
Fun. So when sounds my, like fun.
So when my dad, I guess Polo introduced them.
Okay. So about like Yuma, how much has it changed?
A lot. Yuma is really big. We never had a car when I was growing up. We didn't have a car. We used to walk. We used to walk to church every weekend, like to church for rosaries every weekend, every week, every day. We had a rosary every evening at the Immaculate. So we used to walk, the whole family. We'd walk to the church and then and we'd walk everywhere. So so the farthest that I used to walk was to the baseball field that was right there where the police station is now on Second Avenue and 1st and 16th Street. That used to be the, I can't remember what they called that.
Isn't
park.
That First? Anyway, I think that's 1st and 16th Street.
Yeah, but it's 2nd Avenue where the field was.
Okay, whatever.
So anyway, we used to go there for baseball. Uh-huh. And I used to walk with my aunt, with my dad and my uncle, Placido. And we used to go to the ball game. And he used to buy me hot dogs. It was fun.
Oh, you said you used to walk to the fairgrounds, too.
One time, my cousin, my niece, Ernestine, we walked from our home all the way to the, because it was open fields. There weren't homes there anymore. Not yet anyway. We walked from our home all the way to the fairgrounds, which is out there on 32nd Street.
That's far. But was it just dirt? Or what was it?
Yeah, it was just fields, open fields. So we just...
Fields as in like those lettuce fields or what fields?
Yeah, dirt? just dirt
grass.
Fields. Dirt fields.
Oh.
So we walked over there and that's it.
I was going to ask you... Oh, so your children, what are their names now?
My children, I have my daughter Christine, Mary Christine Renee. She lives in Prescott Valley. And my son, David Frank, he lives in Yuma. My son, Benjamin Thomas Mark Basoko, he lives in Yuma. And you, Monique, mm-hmm. Celeste Sandoval Basoko.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have 4 kids. And my son David has no kids but one dog. My Christina never married. She's single. And my son Thomas has two boys, which are 22 and I think and 18 or something.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you wanted to talk about? In addition, for us to remember. You grew up on 2nd Avenue, on 905 2nd Avenue?
905 2nd Avenue.
And then when you got married, where did you live?
Oh, we got married and we lived at the behind the Civic Center. It was an apartment. I can't remember the name of the apartment. And then we moved to the Garcia Apartments, which was on Maple Avenue. And then from there, when I was pregnant with my daughter Christina, I went to the hospital to have her. And when I got out of the hospital, my husband had moved us to my mom's house. He moved out of the apartment. And so we lived at my mom's till probably 2 months or so. Then we moved down here to the Fiesta Apartments on 5th and 2nd Avenue. And from there, the owner of the Fiesta Apartments, her dad, had a house on 9th Street, 251 9th Street, which is close to my mother's house. And he had it for rent. And I had seen that it was vacant, so I had stopped there to talk to him because he was there at the house, and I asked him how much he rented the house. And he made a deal that he would sell us the house with no down, and the payment would be the same as what we were renting at his daughter's apartments. So my husband and I took up the deal, and he left the house partly furnished, and we moved there until you were born. which it was only like a two-bedroom house. But when you were born, your bed was between the doorways because your crib was. So the house got small for all of us. So then we purchased the house we're at now. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that's comfy. Where you grew up.
I know. It still feels like home.
Yep.
Well.
So what do you want to say about yourself?
Oh.
How did you meet your husband?
We met at a Halloween party. I found him at that party. I went up to him, and me and my friend Dominica thought it would be hilarious if we ended up being forever together, like loves of our life, finding each other at a party. And yeah, it's not as funny as I thought, but but anyways, yeah, we did end up being together for, well, I say forever, but yeah, anyways.
And that's all?
Mm-hmm.
You're done?
Thank you for coming to talk with me.
Thank you for asking me. I didn't want to come, but I'm here.
I know, and you did great.
Okay. Thank you.